Blog Talk Radio. Let's forgive and forget. Let no thought be your enemy. I've never felt so good. I'm happy, happy, happy than a man could be.
You dare deny him, because I know that God is my friend, and we would like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sheikh Al Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're here in the city of Washington, D.C., a potential fair city. Nevertheless, it has been overrun lately by multi-various forms of corruption. But we are here in this city today to declare justice for all. And we want to know the question. We want to know the answer to this question. What exactly is America? And we know there are multivarious family value systems. Throughout the world, there are forms that call justice systems within nations, boundaries, countries, and international circumstances, which they say they can decree a certain form of justice. But what is exactly is America's justice system? Now, depending upon exactly who you ask, this question could be, we're going to leave it to our vast listening and our vast participating audience to give us the answers to these questions tonight. We have basically a full board of people, and we have two of our co-hosts are available, and we will go directly to our audience to pick up, at least before that, we will talk to our Queen Mother, who is, again, the spiritual advisor to all known nationalists that are in this network, and especially those black activists, and as well all the Black Panthers should listen to the words of our Queen Mother in order to get a guidance for the day, the week, perhaps the month or year. But we want to bring her live. This is our Queen Mother, Beverly, is live right in South Carolina, and she's South Carolina via New York City, and we're talking Brooklyn, Bronx, Harlem, and some Long Island, Staten Island, and any other island. We want to welcome our Queen Mother, Queen Sister Beverly. Thank you for joining us tonight right here live on Black Power Radio. Thank you.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Good evening. Well,
peace and blessings for you.
Today is day 37. Still at bay. But I'm keeping hope alive, like Jesse Jackson would say. I'm just keeping hope alive. I mean, there's nothing else I can do. I just wish y'all just stay on one accord with me, and prayers go up, blessings come down. You know, we know that God works for the good, for the ones who love him, and I love God, so, you know, I don't doubt him. Whatever happened, transpired with my son, it's all in his hands, life and death, you know. I mean, I don't question him. I feel, because I'm human, I'm flesh, I feel. So, I mean, it's the weekend. It's Sunday. So it's not a work day, it's a weekend. So tomorrow, we go full force. Back to the battlegrounds. And I appreciate y'all for being here. That's all I had to say for right now. Welcome.
We appreciate you and all of your network and the work that you do in as a spiritual guide to all of the activists and the Black Panthers and many others that are around the nation, around the world, that are listening for a word of spiritual guidance and help at this hour that only you can provide. So we're going to talk to our chairman here in South Carolina, if we can reach out and pick up our beloved brother. He's live right here on Black Power Radio. Brother Ty, you there with us tonight? Power to the
I'm right here loud and clear. Black Power.
Oh, my. Welcome. Black Power. And welcome to Black Power Radio.
Thank
you.
You're
right there live.
What's America's justice system? I'm going to tell you what it is. Okay. First, they used the Indians. When the Indians got smart and couldn't be used no more, they moved to the black man. Started using the black man. The black man is smart enough. Now, they moved over to the Mexicans. at least on this side of the country, they just now came, you know, deep or whatever, you know, they ain't been over here that long. And now that they starting to smarten up, they're like, well, we can pit them against one another. But meanwhile, we'll kill as many niggas as we can. But we ain't going to just kill them, just hang them. We going to kill them in a way, we going to brainwash them. We going to have them killing each other. We going to kill them, but we need them. We need them to do our dirty work. We need them to pay this and pay that. We need them to do our labor. Slavery no more, but it's still slave labor. We need them going to factories. We need them to buy those shoes and those fancy clothes and gold chains, and we can sell them guns and liquor. We can make money on them. They're profitable people. We can use them. And guess what? If we can't use them and get some money out of them, we got another system. We can throw them in jail. Well, we get paid for every day that they're in the county jail, every day that they're in the state penitentiary, every day that they're in the federal penitentiary. We get money for them. The ones we going to let stay loose and free are the ones who making enough and providing into the monies that we need to provide for. But if they ain't making up to a certain amount, hell, they better off dead. If they can't be in the labor force that we want them to be in, if they can't submit to what we want them to submit to, then they got to go. We going to use them up until we get finished with them, and then we going to decide we going to just kill at will. Sometimes they might just kill one that's working in the labor force, that's providing to the economy. They going to kill when they want to. Wake up and kill. They full of food and they ain't got no more hunger, but they still killing. They wake up and kill. Go to bed thinking about killing. Hey, you know what a picnic is? Let me tell y'all what a picnic is. It ain't no you go for a walk in the park and make a sandwich. A picnic is something that on Sunday white folks did. On Sunday, they would go and get some sandwiches and get they chicken and they dishes together. Of course, that the black woman cooked or whatever like that. But they'd get these dishes together, and they'd sit down at the table, and they'd do a picnic. A picnic is called pick a nigga. They pick a nigga to hang. And don't think because that was back in the day that something done changed. They do the same thing, except it's in a different way. It ain't in a forced way where they pull a gun on you and make you do something. It's in a different kind of way. They just put political pressure on you, or they put financial pressure on you. They put mental pressure on you, and then see what makes you crack, and then see what makes you flip on your own people. It's called misplaced hate. They do shit to you, and then guess what? The people that you're around are the ones that you flip on. That's why we always end up doing black-on-black violence. We're killing each other. We brainwashed to an extent that is so messed up. It's hard to really get back on track because we was enslaved for, what, 400 years? We only been free for, what, 100 and something years? So, yeah, we got to learn how to treat one another. That's my biggest thing. Learn how to treat one another. Treat your mother, sister, and daughter, and your people in the public the same kind of way. If every woman you encounter, you treat her like your mother, the world will be a better place. Vice versa. Every dude that you encounter, you treat him like your brother, your father, or your son, the world is a better place. So that's my whole thing. The justice system they got lined up for us, let's kill these niggas. We can kill them softly. We can kill them. Guess what? They're going to turn their head after a couple of days or whatever like that. They're not going to demand any answers. Yeah, they're going to get together when it happens, but then after some time go by, the pressure, it'll go down. So what we going to do, we going to lollygag on giving them their answers. We going to spread it out. We going to wait. We going to make them wait it out. And then they'll just turn their head. And if it get bad, we'll just pay them a little money. And they'll turn their head. They won't even worry about it. Hey, guess what? Guess what, black family? They're going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay in a different way. We ain't turning our heads. The last situation, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And guess what? They're going to fucking pay. Oh, excuse my language. They're going to pay. And in some different kind of ways, though. We ain't letting this one go right here. They're going to pay. They're going to pay this way. They're going to pay in that way. And they're going to pay in another way. But guess what? We ain't going to never, ever, ever, ever let it happen again if we can help it. But we got to start amongst each other. Before we go out and ask them, hey, will y'all stop doing this? Or will y'all do this? Will y'all provide this programming? Or will y'all make this law? Before we do that, what we going to do is, we going to start treating one another with respect. So when they see us, they know to treat us with respect. Because if we killing one another and we putting our women down, and we putting our brothers down, and we stepping on everybody and keeping them down and kicking them down, guess what? They going to think that's normal life for them to do the same thing. But guess what? What Tupac says? We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this pitch down, you get us pissed. Fight amongst each other. Well, we going to burn this motherfucker down. You fuck with one of us. But, yeah, we got to learn how to treat one another. It starts with a smile and a, hey, how you doing, and really meaning it. And being there for your people when they need you in a time of need. Can you do anything for your people during a time of need? Or are you just saying you're there for them? Can you help your fellow brother, your fellow sister out? And little small things. Help boost somebody's day up. It ain't even got to be that you got to do something to provide money. See how somebody really doing and talk to them and lift their spirit up. Compliment people. Smile at people. Embrace people. Black power. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying?
Black power, Brother Ty. And that is the question for tonight is what exactly is America's justice system? And we know when riot did break out in America, there was always a gigantic and overabundance of emergency, which means that's why we were pissed. And it tells us the clear message. They had it all the time, just didn't want to share it with us until we went buck wild or demonstrated that we would do anything to get it. When you have that form of self-determination and when you demonstrate self-determination, everybody's ready to negotiate at that point. And I'm going to reach out to one of our chiefs of staff. We got two chiefs of staff online tonight, and we got some defense. We got people across the country going out and picking up our brother National Chief of Staff right here, our brother live right here, Brother Asri L. Welcome to Black Power Radio. We're happy to have you at so many across the country that are concerned about the Lavelle case, the Keisha Tate case, and the case here and the case there. But what are your concerns as a National Chief of Staff? Talk black to us tonight about what exactly. Introduce yourself, tell them about yourself, and tell us what exactly is America's justice system. Sir, thank you for joining us, and power to the people, because you're live on Black Power Radio.
Freedom of death, black unity, black strength, black honor, black power, and yes, black supremacy. It's that time. As far as the justice system, we all know that the black man has no justice here in America. We have never known justice. We have never known democracy in this so-called United States. We have only known the American nightmare, as Master Teacher Malcolm so cleverly put it. We have never seen the American dream. We have never known justice in this land, and we never will. In fact, there's two justice systems here in America. It's the justice system for the white man where he has at least a fighting chance. And there is our so-called justice when in actuality it's just us. There are laws and rules and regulations that dictate and govern the white man. But then there are a different set of rules and regulations and guidelines that we abide by. And this is no secret. This has been the constant situation since the beginning of time, since we've been here, been captive, been slaves, and we are still enslaved, regardless of how we want to believe, regardless of what they have told us, we are still in a system of slavery. Do your history. I encourage everybody to really dig in there and do their history. History is made by those who have broken the law. Let us keep in mind that Dr. Martin Luther King was a felon. Frederick Douglass was a felon. Harriet Tubman was a felon. They were wanted as fugitives of the law for exercising their conscience to do the right thing as opposed to obeying the law and regulations of this land put in place. If you're not prepared to break the law, you will never change the law. This is what we must understand, that regardless of what this white man puts in front of us and slaps a bill on it and calls it a law or slaps a stipulation on us or whatever else he wants to put on us and claim that these are laws. These are no laws, just in the same sense that the white man said about us. What did he say? It was actually a law that they put into place that a white man does not have to follow any law that a black man puts in place. So likewise, we don't respect any law that this devil, this murderer, this abuser, this colonizer has placed before us. We are not bound to respect anything from this cracker, not one ounce. Give him hell, as much hell as we can possibly give for everything that he has done to us, to our people, to our men, to our women, to our children, to our elderly. Give him just as much hell, if not worse. Black power.
Black power and black power.
Black power.
National Chief of Staff, we thank him so much for his delivery of self-determination for justice for all. And he's very focused on his job assignments and carrying out what he needs to carry out here at the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We have the second backup chief of staff right in South Carolina. We have our beloved brother CJ, who is active on the front line. He's got some, some county board meetings coming up, et cetera, and some city council meetings he's already been to. And he's been doing quite a committee. And now he's keeping them busy there in South Carolina, and he's been keeping the people busy. And we want to welcome to the airways our beloved brother CJ, who is live in South Carolina at this point. Yes. Welcome, Brother CJ. He's there.
Black power.
Hey, black power. Black power. Mm-hmm. Power to the people. All power to the people.
Black power.
Black power.
All right. Yeah, tomorrow, we'll make our way to the county council tomorrow. And in the process, we're trying to get this law, where a person can't just say, well, I'm going to shoot this gun, and you got a residential area where people got their kids and family. It don't take a rocket scientist. Common sense would tell you, you don't fire a gun into a residential area. And then make lies up about that you was target practice. And you was a known felon, so you weren't even supposed to have a weapon in the first place.
That's very true, very true. And they have... was trying to sweep it under the rug with the manslaughter move. But once we got active now, we see that it was actually first-degree, cold-blooded, calculated, premeditated murder in broad daylight. And now he's been held with no bond, but they're talking about trying to make a bond for this swamp water creature that crawl from beneath the deep lagoon and only lives by the light of the moon. The daylight shocks these babies. These creatures are frightened of broad daylight. So they try to do everything in the dark, but he went against his own code because they are bloodthirsty killers, most of them. And I have yet to meet one that if he wasn't given the opportunity, he would do some form of a killing or execution. So it's hard to trust somebody that has a track record of deviation and public deception and all forms of tricks and moving the goalposts and lying and scheming and doing the cover up and the motherfuck and all of this. So, Brother CJ, so what do you, how do you feel just going up against such a overwhelming force in that region that they didn't want to keep business as usual? Is that right?
Oh yeah. Not only this, you know, they got the people that's over it. You know, they hired a black police officer, female. And the guy who was working with him, he had went out and became intoxicated downtown, and you know, and said he didn't like working with that black bitch, and then proceeded to call black people tar babies, you know. And the administration here, the same one that we trying to get this passed, swept it under the rug to keep her from finding out, but some people that were present told it. You know,
and so we're going to be bringing him to accountability at the city council level, at the county level. Yeah, Brother Ty is out there, and he's going to help us to manage these things against these no-good bastards that want to practice racism and collect the taxpayer. That's my dollar that he's playing around with. And I'll be goddamn I'm going to let him just walk away with my money, piss in my face, call it rain, take my money, and walk the fuck away. We'll never let this bastard off the hook for that. And we're going to enforce these things, and power is coming to we the people. Is that right, Brother Ty?
Hey, this the thing right here. I can't reiterate enough. Whenever somebody do something, get their name. Get their name, get their badge number, get their height, their weight, their eye color, what they drive, who their wife is, what time their kids go to Bible study, what kind of instrument they play. Do they got one foot bigger than the other one? Do they like to eat tacos on Monday? Find out everything you can about everybody. They got any kind of so-called power or wrongdoing in the community, find out what you got to find out about them. That's what you got to do to put pressure on them to make them do what they need to do, to make them retire, to make them resign, to make them be accountable. Find out everything you can, these people's names. Who didn't do something that was in power that could have fired them or forced them to resign or reprimanded them?
The same guy again, James Taylor, and I got to get the other guy's name. It was the guy that administrated. He knew all about this, and he swept it under the rug, tried to keep it on the hush-hush, kept it from the chief, and kept it from the chief, you know.
So is it come out in the open? Has it appeared in an article anywhere? Counselor, can that be brought up tonight?
Excuse me, CJ. Ain't the chief in Gaffney a black man?
Yeah.
They didn't even tell him. He knew, right?
He found out about it. That they kept it from him, kept him from knowing that he was the boss, but they kept it from him.
He's new, though, right? That new man?
Yeah. Yeah.
The chief, right? Okay. Is that somebody
I just wanted to make sure
from
I was
in Gaffney. Now you got your city MPDs at Gaffney, and then you got your county mounties out there that seem to be fairly ruthless. Obviously by their responses to what has happened in the last 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So is he the chief over the city, or does he work with the county mounties as well?
This one is the chief over the city. Let's see, if this was a city police officer, but you got the administrator, the older guy that was sitting up there during the meeting we went to.
Yeah.
He's administrator. He told them not to say nothing about it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Knowing this guy Yeah, told them to be quiet and be hush-hush about it, but he knew they was calling people black tar babies and stuff, you know. Just,
Lord, I'm
you hold black people accountable as well. It ain't no, because, see, the devil has appointed people to be in camouflage. Understand what I'm saying? So we hold black people accountable. We need to know everything we can about everybody and what position they had or what they could have done and who did what and everything. We need to always document. Always keep a pencil and a pad, a pen and a paper with you to write down everything. Any little thing that happened, write down all the things you can, take pictures and get the information back to the staff, whoever you need to get it to. But you can't get it to the staff, somebody that you trust or whatever like that. We're going to make sure that we got all information that we need to put together. So another question is, hey, look, the police chief, is he from Gaffney? Does he have the personal interests of the public or we the people inside his heart? Or is he somebody that came from out of town and that was just a good job for him to get a moment, like, tell about him? We got to know everything about everybody involved, black, white, whatever, bro.
His name is Gerald Knight. No, he's not from Gaffney.
Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we remember like he started Knight. To talk about but his hands being tied and nothing that he could do. And I think those utterances came out of that office, if not from him personally, when he thought that the ball was in his court. His basic response is his hands are tied, nothing he could do. But when he found it was in somebody else's court, he had an entirely different response to call them to accountability, make them responsible when he came into the realization that, well, this code is all about the county and not the city. So there's been some flipping and a little flopping there within the city council, within the county board, within the sheriff's office, and definitely within the Metropolitan Police Department of Gaffney. And we will be holding them accountable. And I have some personal stakes in getting some accountability out of those offices. So definitely we're going to be exposing them and badge numbers, names, and people that are connected to this case. But nevertheless, we are there with our comrade and sister, Beverly. I don't know. I know I saw a flash on it. I didn't know if she had something to say. Let's see, does our Minister of Justice have something to say to us? I know she's busy. She's busy as a bee buzzing by the dust. Do you have something for us? Campaign night. She's been on the front line in Los Angeles. I didn't want her to not have an opportunity. Can you hear us out there, Dr. Krupp? Dr. Krupp, are you there? Are you able to hear us? We're going to be getting back to
you.
Yes, are you there? You're there, Minister of Justice? We'll be getting back to her later in the show, but she's got it live. The things that you want to know how to do is politics, how to do your politics. And she's one of our strongest political activists. She's checked us, Maxine Waters, on the front line, and checked the people at the city council level and those people that involved with HUD at the Housing and Urban Development Network. And they've been playing games with her and her money, and she's tracking them down just like a goddamn bloody god mudhound. And she's making it all kinds of uncomfortable there in Los Angeles, believe that. Most of that stuff you see popping off from the Hispanic guys that are calling us niggas, monkeys, and coons undercover, well, she's pulling the cover off of these bastards. And black guy was running around shamming us and gathering the money and playing to the tune of the elitists and the protectionalists and all of those that are just doing corruption by the bees, buzzing by the dozen, cousin. Well, we're snatching the sheets off these bastards tonight, and we're bringing it live right here at Black Power Radio. We're going to go out and pick up our brother on defense, our National Minister of Defense, National MOD. We're going live
Black
with Black Power. Black Power or Black Power?
Black Power.
Yes, sir.
You're live on Black Power Radio. You're live.
I'm crying red, black, and green tears for the. Well, first, let me introduce myself. I'm Black Lightning, the revolutionary voice of the people, and your national minister of defense under our esteemed host and national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and salute to our chief of staff, holding it down, revolutionary as always, and all the black family out there. And I am a black revolutionary. I just want to say I'm crying red, black, and green tears for the destruction of the black family that they fooled our sisters into thinking that you had to take their check. They had to take that welfare check and hide the man away. Hide the man away. Say, you can't get no help if the man is there. Oh, no, I should have said no. You, the man and the woman and the entire family will get help. They didn't do it like that. They say, well, if the man is there, you don't get no help. So that broke, to me, that was a scheme to break the black family apart, you know. And now that things are better, they ain't that much better, because like Malcolm X said, it's better when you take the knife all the way out my back. Now if you got the knife 12 inches in my back and you take out 6 inches and say, we better? Nah, we not better until you take the knife all the way out of my back, out of our back. So, and to all of us are free, none of us are free in that case. I just want to say that those red, black, and green tears are for the black families that got torn apart over a small welfare check. They could have said, well, we're going to give you a bigger check if no one's working. And now when somebody does get working, we'll give you a smaller check. But for the man to have to duck out the back door because they see a social worker coming up, and the woman have to pretend there is no daddy. And then it got to a point where there wasn't no daddy because of that. You know, instead of ducking and dodging the welfare man every time he come around, well, the brother might as well move wherever he can, you know, move back to mama's house and stuff like that. But now that the knife is 6 inches out of our backs, we still got our sisters and our brothers still having the same problems. Still going through the same things, and some people are a little bit better. Some people might be a little more educated. Some people might be making a little bit more money. But why would they leave our sisters in the hood with nothing and latch on to these snow bunnies? I hate to say it like that. Love is love wherever you want to go, but it don't look like that to me. It looked to me like a sellout situation. It looked to me like they left the family behind and just gave up on it and grabbed them, I won't even say snow bunny, grabbed them a white girl that could buy them a new truck. Well, hell, if they was half the man that they supposed to be, they would go down in the hood and get them a hoopty truck. You know, get them a hoopty truck. Pay $1,000? And if you ain't got to pay $1,000, give them $100 a week for 10 weeks until you got your own, you know? So every time I look around, it seems like I be ready to get on my black revolutionary soapbox. And what I see, I saw a brother the other day. That's what made this happen. That's what busting this up in me. You know, that's what made the red, black, and tears swell up in my soul, because I seen a brother and I said, Black Power, and he ignored me, and I said it loud enough for the people to hear all the way across the street, Black Power, and he still ignored me. And then I look up and he getting in the truck with a white woman. So. And then I seen a brother on a motorcycle, and before I could even get Black Power out of my mouth, I looked and see another snow bunny on the back of his damn motorcycle. And then I see this couple going down the street, here it is, another mixed couple coming down the street, and they just are holding hands. And like Brother Umar say, if there's a drop of black blood in that baby, then that baby's black, and that baby got to make a choice. Does that baby want to strive to uplift our people, or want to strive to continue backward ways of their parents? So I say enough is enough. You know, we got to stand up for the black family, because that's what holding us back is not standing up for the black family. If that, I don't even want to call them those names right now. I just want to say if that man, if that neighbor that shot Keisha Tate, if that neighbor saw a strong black man standing in the door with his 38 special or his 9mm, his Glock or his Smith & Wesson in his belt, he wouldn't have been out there shooting. He wouldn't have been out there target practicing, because the brother would have been like, yo, come here, let me holler at you. Say, you ain't going to be target practicing, and I got 9 babies in the house. Even if some of them are gone, and I just got 6 babies in the house, you ain't going to be doing no goddamn target practicing. I wish I would hear somebody target practicing out back of my place. I tell you what, I don't even want to say what I would do. All I know is I would confront them. That's for damn sure. So if we would lock and load and have the black family strong and not strong and together, they would know better. They would know better. They're not going to go outside and shake him mama Akbar's house and do that. They know what would happen. They're not going to come outside. Hey, I'm in Trump country and still holler black power. I was talking to our national field marshal on the phone just yesterday, and I was in the Starbucks. Yeah, I know I shouldn't even be giving them my money, but they got me hooked on that coffee crack that they be selling. So I'm over at Starbucks, and he hit me with black power, and I look around and I'm like surrounded by everybody. It wasn't no black folks. I just put it like that. And he hit me up, black power. And I didn't say same to you. I said black power, like that there. And said, like Khalid Muhammad always said, three things I love that Khalid would say is say it like you mean it, God damn it, black power. So it wasn't, I'm not going to punk up on black power. I'm not going to punk up on black power. I am not going to punk up on black power, you know. So, and the other thing was, I'm going to give them hell from the cradle to the grave, you know. So as long as they are oppressing our people, if our people lock and load together, it won't happen. If the sisters they see the men as not being strong enough, and then they start getting a mouthy and disrespectful because the man not there, you know. So naturally she's gonna be pissed off. She's like, you're supposed to be over here. So don't you see this cracker in the goddamn backyard target practicing, terrorizing us? I tell you what, he could only do that shit around me one damn time, and I'll confiscate his fucking weapons for him one way or the other, by any means necessary, you know. So that police chief, yeah, he was black. Said that, it's out of my hands. It wasn't out of his hands. All he had to do was knock on the door. Hey, you going to stop all that damn shooting in the backyard next to this black family? Say, I know it ain't illegal, and you know it ain't illegal, but let me come back over this motherfucker. Excuse my language. Let me come back over here and see it one more game. You know, do it one more game. See what happens. You know? And then we go have Lavelle Tate. I mean, I said Tate, Lavelle Lane in the police custody, and then he gets killed. And then somebody else in that same jail, he gets killed. Oh, but see, that was a white man. They might raise some hell about that. So I would say combine the two so that we can get some justice all the way around. And in any other state that I've been in, it didn't matter if you was in the city or in the country. All the places I've been in, you can't shoot within a certain amount of feet of homes. I got hunting territory right behind me. And that's way off in the distance. They be blasting off shotguns, and you can barely hear it. You can hear the train louder than you can hear their guns. So they don't even do it up here. You know, nowhere else do they do that, you know, where they're allowed. And, yes, we got to go to the city council and demand that you cannot shoot in not just in your backyard, but you can't shoot in within certain, like a mile or two of home. It should be posted up. It's posted up everywhere else. You see signs say no hunting, no shooting everywhere else. So what I'm trying to say is it goes back to, for me, it goes back to the welfare check breaking up the black family. If that welfare check hadn't broke up the black family, we would have, hey, let me put it like this here. When I grew up, I had 10 uncles. My granddaddy had 10 kids, but I had at least 5 uncles sitting on the porch. Let you do some crazy shit like that. All of them coming off the porch to talk to you. And believe me, I'm the runt of the litter. When my uncles get up off that porch, they all 6'2", 6'4", 6'5", some of them 250 pounds. My big uncle Arnett was damn near 400 pounds. If Arnett come off that porch, you're going to stop doing whatever the hell it was you thought you was going to do. You're not going to do that no more. So I'm just saying, forget the check. Like Sister Justice always say, and she's busy working right now on the campaign trail to get these frauds and phonies up out of there. So she's busy right now. She got her ears on, but she can't click in. But cut the check, so that our people can be well taken care of. So the black folks don't have to live on Skid Row. You know, they don't have to live. They don't have to migrate to a warmer climate because it's getting wintertime now, and I can't survive over there in D.C. In that tent. So I'm going to move to Florida somewhere where I can survive in that tent. So cut the check, you know. It's $151.7 million of misappropriated funds, and that's enough to take care of all of us. And I just want to say one last thing that Khalid always said I love, which is Mayava Mizo, meaning they gave us death and destruction on purpose, death and destruction on purpose. So when they cut that, so when they gave that little bit of chunk change out, that was Mayava Mizo. They knew what they were doing. They was running the black man up out of there. And Mayava Mizo, meaning death and destruction done to us on purpose in the worst possible way. So I came to give them hell from the cradle to the goddamn grave. Black power. I'll land my
black power
statement right there. One last thing. Can't leave without this now, because 77 Bakers is what's keeping us afloat. I mean, $ 77 Bakers on the Cash App. That's what's keeping us on the road. That $ 77 Bakers is what's going to get us bailed out. That $ 77 Bakers is what's going to take care of a family member of a slain comrade. That 77 Bakers is going to make sure that you see us in person, you know. And I'm going to throw my own out there because I got a lot of big bills to pay on this car, you know, because we on the road so much. It's like when y'all hit that 77 Bakers, make sure you put on there, on some of them, put on their Black Lightning's transportation fee, Black Power. Black Power, I hand it back over to you, Shaky Mom.
Strong black military. To actually black the call we thank our beloved brother Black Lightning for being at your service, at my availability, and for helping over the years. I'm not even going to tell y'all what I crashed on. But nevertheless, brothers and sisters, you can see the seriousness of it. We are trained to cut you down. When you come and violate the pastor in our open space or anywhere we have land acquisitions, we're trained to cut you down. And that's what we do. It's our God and our gun. We fight our battle with our God and our gun, according to the teachings of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. As we go back up to our chief of staff to see is there any more drill or any more instructions as we go through what we're doing to find out what exactly is America's justice system. What exactly is that, Brother Israel was expounding earlier. Is he still there with us? Right there with us. It's Brother Israel, our national chief of staff.
Black Power, I'm still here.
Black Power, we're about to get some little bit of volume, on it there, Chief. Go right ahead.
Most definitely.
From
a tale of blood, our ancestors, our four great grandfathers and our four great grandmothers left upon this nation a trail and path paved with the blood, sweat, tears, suffering, and sorrow of our people. Under the yoke and bondage, enslavement and tyranny of this cracker, under a nation of white supremacy and white nationalism, steeped in the blood of slavery, oppression, racism, and hypocrisy, from this trail of blood that can be traced back to the front doors and to the sanctuary of the Vatican and the Pope, through the bowels of the slave ships of the so-called Jews and their synagogues of Satan in slave ports, the slave ships, Jesus of Lubeck, the graces of Mary, the Henrietta Marie, the Amistad, and scores of others, through the blood-stained waters of the middle passage of a transatlantic and through the back gates and the great halls and front steps of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, to the stocks and bonds of Wall Street and every financial institution of this nation, to the steps and halls of Congress and every lawmaking body of this land, from every courthouse to every country, of from the judges' chambers to the courtrooms of this nation, our forefathers and our foremothers left to us a mantle of instructions and a blueprint to true liberation and freedom that can only be obtained through true Black revolution, through true Black nationalism, Pan-Africanism, and self-determination of the Black nation, with master teachers to give us proper guidance and instructions along the way. Our forefathers and our foremothers entrusted to us this blueprint. Master teachers have come and gone, have shown us the way through sacrifices, through words, actions, and deeds, through accomplishments, and even through sacrifices and losses. A new age, as we say in this day and time, they understood the assignment. They understood the true price of revolution, the true aim of armed resistance and struggle for liberation and self-determination against this cracker, this oppressor, this white devil. Justice does not sleep. Righteousness comes from the hand of the divine. Our land of the ancestors, the Orisha, uphold us in our courage to continue this life as revolutionaries, to rest in their arms when the burden gets to be too great. Hold faith and trust in them and our ancestors. The time has come for us to rise up together as one. We are here to show the people it is not I. I is not me. I is we, and we have power. This is the meaning of true power, true black power, true black revolution, true black liberation, because at this time, in this hour, we have never had freedom. Emancipation does not mean freedom. All they did was rebrand slavery. All they did was change ownership from the slave master to the slave state. So when are we going to rise up against our oppressors? When will we let that fear subside? When will we get rid of all these things they pump into our communities? Drugs, alcohol, a liquor spot on every single corner, a church that does nothing for the community on every single corner, a bank that takes our black dollar and funnels it to white people so that they can gentrify the block. When is all this going to stop? We need to get away from this oppressor. We need to get away from this devil. We need to separate by any means necessary. We have had 500 years of subjugation. The time is now. Revolution is now and forever until we obtain these things, until we obtain freedom, until we obtain true liberation. What we have right now is a false construct of liberty. We don't want liberty. We want true freedom without the construct of an outside force telling us what we can do and what we can't do, what we can say and what we can't say, how to fund or protect or defend or speak on the behalf of our own people. We don't go to the oppressor for that. We don't go to the oppressor begging for freedom. We don't go to the oppressor begging for equality. As the great master teacher, Brother Malcolm himself said, these are not things that we ask for. These are things we take. Stop being afraid of this oppressor. Stop being afraid to call them oppressors. Stop being afraid to call them white devils, because this is all we have known from them. This is all their own doing that we see them as devils, not only the black man, but the red man, the yellow man. All of us say the same thing about the white man, that he is an oppressor, that he is the enemy, that he is the devil. When you have an enemy on your front doorstep or at the front gates, you eliminate that enemy. We have no obligation to this cracker in no way, shape, or form. We don't owe him nothing but the grave. After 500 years, 600 years of rape, murder, colonization, miseducation, all he has done, all that he is deserving of, is the same things that he has pushed on not only the black man, but every other race on this world. So it is time that he gets his just deserts. As I said before, stop being afraid of this cracker. Stop being afraid to call him a cracker. Stop being afraid to call him a devil. We got some of these people out here who like to cosplay revolution, who like to put on the uniform and the boots, who like to wave a flag and wear a patch and buttons and rank pins and tactical gear with guns, claiming that they are revolutionary. But when it's time to do revolutionary shit, there are no revolutionaries. When it's time to do something of substance, when it's time to do the work, when it's time to do, as we dub it, the boring stuff, when it's time to hold classes and have political education, they are nowhere to be seen. They only want to come out for the cameras. They only want to come out for social media. They only want to come out for likes on a post. True revolutionaries.
Right.
These are counter-revolutionaries out here for their own self. They're out here for only likes on the post, like I stated earlier. They're only out here for self. And in a revolution, there is no such thing as me. There is no such thing as I. There is no such thing as self. We've had a revolution for the people, for us, for we, for the nation, our communities, not only us, but those generations who are coming up behind us. These are the things that we stand for. These are the things that we fight for. But God damn it, stop the bullshit. Stop the bullshit. Stop playing with the revolution like it's a game. Black power.
Black power, black power. Thank our chief of staff for dropping it like it's hot. And that's what he said. The oppression, the globalization of that network of oppression against the melanated nation and all of the forces that come, so-called supremacists, with the white bigots that hang around our neighborhoods seeking to find a way to set us up, to jack us up, jail us up, put us on Boot Hill. But I'm going to ask our sister to come back to the airways at this point and find out what does she see as justice and what does she see as the justice system in America, to find out exactly what exactly happened to her son, the things that happened to Brother Lavelle Lane. It was inhuman what they took him through, and we could see the same torture they did to Emmett Till, they did to Louis Till. Same thing they did to Louis Till, they did to Lavelle Lane. We want to find out, how does our Queen Mother feel about this so-called justice system at this hour? Queen Mother, please tell us exactly what is America's justice system to you at this hour, right in the hells and smells of North America, right there in South Carolina. How do you feel about it? And what exactly do you think is America's justice system at this hour? Queen Mother?
Well, I think the justice system is broken, and it's not for us. It's not at all. We struggle. We've been struggling all our lives, and I don't see no opening for us to stop struggling. Because, I mean, when you white, you right. And when you black, get back. I mean, I was raised up with that little cliche, and it's not really a cliche. It's a reality. Let me tell you, I don't know if y'all familiar with Cracker Barrel. Just as the name is called, you know, it's a restaurant there in the South. And I had on my Black Voters Matter shirt, right? Me and my two daughters went in there to eat. And I really forgot that I had on that shirt and I had on the mask to match. And this family came in. It was the great-grandma. You could tell the generations. It was the great-grandma. It was grandma. It was great-grandpa. It was grandma. It was the son, the cousin, the great-grandkids. It was about 20 of them. So me and my two daughters, the older one and the younger one, sitting there eating. And it just, you know, clicked on me. I was eating, right? And looked like great-grandpa, because he looked like the eldest. He kept looking at me and kept looking at me and kept looking at me. I mean, he wasn't even eating his food, so fixated on me. And I happened to look over at my daughter, and I seen the shirt she had on. Then I looked to the right of me, and my younger daughter, she had on the same shirt. I said, you know what? I said, I'm in the wrong damn place. I had white people in front of me. I call them pink people. That's me. That's just my little terminology for them. Black Lightning says snow bunnies. I call them pink people. I looked to the right. It was a table full of them over there. I had some behind me. I had some to the left. I said, I told the little waitress, honey, give me a to-go tray. Let me get the hell out of here, because I felt so, so uncomfortable. And that's bad, because I went in there to eat, to pay for my food, and sit down and enjoy our little brunch, because it was lunch, breakfast all together. And it just let me know that this world ain't changed, because I tell you, that old white man was looking at me like I was that I like I didn't belong. And I felt that. You know, he didn't say nothing to me. You know, I didn't say nothing to him. But why are you staring at me? You gonna pay for your food just like I'm gonna pay for my food. But moving right along, the justice system, it just sucks. It just sucks. Because today is the 37th day my son been dead, and I still don't know why, even though it's Sunday. And, you know, business hours is Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, even though it's Sunday. I still don't know why. And that troubles me. You know, my spirit ain't settled. My spirit ain't settled because it's the unknown. And see, what gets me, they know. And we are talking about the justice system because my son was in Spartanburg Detention Center when his demise came along. And they know, but they ain't telling me. And like I said, it's for them, and it's by them, and it's to them. I mean, that's just the bottom line. It's just the bottom line, and it sucks. It sucks. And me alone, I just can't make a difference. Like I said, it's strength and unity. We need to come together as one, man. You know, I don't want to tear shit up, but, you know, it gets to a point where it just has to, by just have to be by any means necessary. You know what I mean? It's for a good cause. It's in the name of justice. And sometimes, you know, it come go a couple of times, it's going to be just us. And that's about all I can say right now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So you say it's blind and it sucks. It's a form of corruption that has not ceased since we started or had any form of a relationship with the opposition. We have been under an oppressive force, a form of injustice that is inhuman and acts to tolerate, put up with the opposition, give them one more chance, sing a few more verses of the Kumbaya, and maybe we can set the record straight. We'll try to pick up our brother activists out there. I believe he's still there at 507. Pick up brother activists out there in New York that's been supporting this case and keeping things alive. Want to bring out 507, and I believe we have April online as well. Brother, at 507 at 391, he's been off and on with us tonight and talking about this criminal justice. What exactly is America's justice system, brother activists of New York? And you can talk black to us because you're live on Black Power Radio. I think we have at 507-391. You're live on Black Power Radio. Okay, we may have to pick him up later. He might not be punching out his mute. Is your mute on, beloved? We have to pick him up a little later. He was on with us a little earlier, but we'll pick him up a little later as we go right on up the line and pick up our beloved sister. If she's still there, I'm trying to identify her number. Let's see, we're picking up. Let's go ahead to 864. Let's try this 864 number. I think that's Sister April that's out there. Mm-hmm. Let's try it. Try Sister April at 864-425. You're live on Black Power Radio. Are you there with us? 864 at 425. You're live on Black Power Radio.
April has a Texas number. That's my daughter.
That's probably Roxanne. Oh, that's Roxy on 865-425 or Andrea, one of them. Which one is it? That's Roxy talking. Come on, Roxy, you're live on Black Power Radio. And you can talk black to us tonight. And we want to know what exactly is America's justice system to you at this hour for Black Power.
She's coming. Hold on.
Oh, she's coming to it. Let's see if we can get her at 864-425. You're actually live on Black Power Radio.
Hello.
That's right. Yes, you're live. This is Roxy in some part of South Carolina. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Gaffney. Okay. That's my daughter.
Can you tell us a little bit about what exactly do you think is America's justice system at this hour? Unless, did you have a comment before you commented on the question of tonight?
No, I don't have a comment, but I feel exactly how y'all feel. There is no justice system for everyone. The justice system was put in place to protect and serve whatever mission that the white people was, as y'all call them, crackers. It was put in place to protect them and serve them for the injustices that they put upon other people. So the justice system was never created to protect or serve black people, and that's a fact.
Do you feel that this so-called criminal justice system on the right side up has failed black people in America?
Absolutely. Look at the statistics when you come down to see how many black men and women are incarcerated, when statistically they say that there's more white people in the world than there is black. So why are all of the prison institutions, why are the majority of the people in there black and minority? Because it's not just black, it's Hispanics and other minority too. But as everyone else outside of white people is considered minorities in America, why under the justice system are we the most people behind their bars?
That's an excellent question, and it shows how and how many ways it has failed us. When there's all of us on the outside looking in, feel that young Lavelle Lane should have never inside, or have been taken or forced to go inside of the Spartanburg Detention Center. Nevertheless, he was forced to go there. I know it was against his will, and we all know that he lost his life, and that gave you all a life sentence. Without your brother, without her son, Lavelle Lane, who was a joy
right,
to the family.
Right, and that Spartanburg Detention Center the Spartanburg Detention Center is just like a laundromat for bodies, because if you pull up the website and look, because they always post the people booked and charged within the last 72 hours, you can scroll. It's never just a page. It's never just four or five people. It's at least 30, 40, 50, 60 people in the last 72 hours on any given day when you look on that website.
Yes, ma'am. And with that said, He was shadowed from the report, the updates we're getting, that he shadow boxed while in just the hours before he was killed. And we feel that he may have been using the shadow box in order to put a protection on himself because he felt in danger. On the highway, he was asked, why did you run? He said, why? Because I was scared. A man like that, say he feared for his life, because being who he is, he was not just afraid of the guy straight up one-on-one, but he was afraid of what he could potentially do to him. So he shouted box as a protection against the ones that he calls zombies. Is that right, sister?
That is correct.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. This is a shame and an insult to our fallen humanity that someone would entrap us, and carry out such an act against one they know that has a disability. They knew the condition coming in, but they carried it on out as though it was nothing. That they're going to tase and laser our brother, knowing well his condition. They're going to fill him up with some form of drugs that was likely unnecessary if they just had the right health professional in place. So we just know that they're doing so much to show that they're willing to stick with the injustice they're willing to stand in on the cover up and do whatever they can to insult torture us for any unknown unnecessary just a suggestion from the Satan, the devil himself. They will up and do something to one of us. I watch how they carry it out. And when I see them doing it, I check them in the midst of their iniquities and stop them from harming black people, stop them from insulting black people, and cause a different theme to be put in the midst of their corrupted narrative that they try to put in place. Supporting your own family throughout this is a struggle and a fight against, we're at war with this beast in general, but a fight against the injustice that they are perpetrating against your family. And we thank you for staying in there with your family and standing up and being strong and finding every little report that you can and helping your mom to put things in place as best you can. And helping us is the Panther Party and all of those other organizations and activists that have been surrounding your family and trying to get some results. And nobody wants to jump the gun. They want to know what is the real autopsy report. What is the real cause of death? What is the real police report on that evening? How many officers were involved in his situation there at the Spartanburg Detention Center? As there are many other body bags are piling up as your case is being reviewed by us and also by the divine source, sister. Believe that. Are you there with us?
Yeah, correct. I am still here. And they also, when you brought up the them giving him the medication like 3 days prior, they also, when they did that, they took him back to the mental health facility. So they were absolutely aware of his mental disability. So that needs to be explained as well, because if you guys knew he had mental disabilities because you administered an antipsychotic drug to him and took him back to the mental health facility, why would you have him in there 3 days later?
I also want to add, the 14th, they had the gall to throw on the open wound. We buried Lavelle on the 11th. On the 19th, they issued a court date for him to come to court for that pedestrian in the roadway, for the initial, from when he went in there on October the 2nd for walking in the road. They issued him a court date next Monday, not tomorrow, next Monday on the 14th. How dare you? You know, I'm going to that court date, and I'm going to ask that judge, what you want Lavelle to come pay this? My son is deceased. If I don't, only way I don't, so I'll go lock my jaw. If I don't go up there in that courtroom and ask that judge, Lavelle, do you want him to come and pay this? Because how dare you issue him, and it's 200 and I don't know how much it is. Anyway, it's a number on there that he's supposed to come and pay this fine for him walking in the roadway. They took him to Spartanburg Detention Center, and he didn't come out alive. And they had the audacity to issue a court date for November the 14th. I'm going to be there, too. I'm going to represent them. They probably going to put me out.
The party will be there with you as well.
So, Black Power Queen Mother, I have a real quick question. On any of his paperwork, when he was still with us, did he sign anything, or is that anything his signature?
I haven't seen anything of Lavelle's. I don't know anything about Lavelle, sir, because they have their cases under investigation, quote unquote, sled. I don't know no more than I knew than when that coroner knocked on my door and told me my son was deceased. October the 3rd at 10 a.m. I don't know. I don't know. I see Lorenzo in the mugshot. He looked like he was in such torment. I don't know whether they had tormented him then. I'm pretty sure he was tormented from them picking him up for walking in the road, because that shouldn't be a crime, but they made it one. I don't know. I don't know. They're not giving up no information. Anytime you ask any of them, those people, them people, them pink folks, they always say it's under investigation. So I don't know, sir. I can't answer that question. I can't tell you something I don't know. I don't know what Lavelle got to do. I know he got to take a mugshot. I seen that. That you can pull that up on the Spartanburg jail. You know, people that was got arrested on October the 2nd. His name is Lavelle Lane, L-A-V-E-L-L-L-A-N-E. And you can pull it up October the 2nd. And my poor boy looked like he was just being tormented. His lip was white and like he was dehydrated, and his eyes was just sad. You know, that picture, you know, listen, dumb people killed my son. I'm going to say it just like it is. Dumb people killed my son. Lavelle had mental illness, but his physical being was tip-top. He was physically fit. So.
Yes, ma'am.
I just go daily not knowing. I just go daily just waiting. That's all I could do, because basically my life is in their hands right now. Same as Lavelle. They killing me spiritually and mentally. But then again, they're not, because I believe in God, and he's not going to put no more on me than I can bear, and he told me to bring my burdens to him. But I am flesh, and it hurts, but that's my son. That's my son. He's not here in the physical being, but he's always be my son. From, you know, I carried him 9 months, so he's going to always be with me. I can't reach out and touch him, but I'll see him again one day. But these damn demons, these damn pink people, you know, I'm just sick of them. I just get madder and madder every time, you know, I go through my changes. I get mad, I get sad, I get happy, I get mad, I get sad. I be more mad than any day, because today is 37th day, and it's ridiculous. If he was white, I would have been though. And I'm going to end with that.
Yes, ma'am. So, Brother Chief of Staff,
if they felt like they didn't do nothing wrong, well, they would have had a press conference like they did with the what's those the students that came down. They hurried up and had a press conference because they felt like they didn't do nothing wrong.
That's how I got to see Chuck Wrong Wright. He didn't know I was going to be there, but it was on the news that he was having a press conference on Halloween at 10 o'clock. I was there 20 minutes to 10. He went in the back, though. The news reporters went in the front, though. We went to the press conference, and we wanted to go in. They told us it was only for the press. Fine. It was pouring down raining. So we sat in my husband's car, and we watched it on my daughter's tablet, and we see it was winding down. My younger daughter went to the front, though. Me and one of the activists, we went to the back, though, because he said he seen him get out of his F-150 in the back. So when he came out, I was standing there, and the activist, Chad, he shouted out to him, "Chuck Wright, where are you going to let the Lane family see footage of Lavelle's Lane in your detention center?" He turned around and looked to the right and seen me. He said, "Oh, shit, I know he called me a nigga. I know he called me a black nigga in his mind. He didn't say it out of his mouth, but I know he did, the expression on his face." So he walked over to me, and he says, and that was the first interaction I had with him, because he ain't called, ain't emailed, ain't sent a card, ain't did nothing, ain't come to my door. No shape, form, or fashion has he had any contact with me to that day, because I went to him. He says, "Ma'am, You have my condolences. Though he called me sweetheart, he didn't call me ma'am. He said, sweetheart, you have my condolences. But the case is under investigation, and Sled told me don't talk to you. Now, this is Spartanburg Detention Center Sheriff. This the boss man now we talking about. He telling me the people told him don't talk to me. So why you in my face then? You should have got in your truck and kept on going. That's what you're going to say. Then he said, well, let me tell you this. That first he said the poor fellow went to sleep and died. And what did him being black have to do with it? So he told me, I'm told Halloween, when he had that press conference for them 18 students from Shaw University, then he says to me, let me tell you this. If any of my officers had anything to do with your boy's death, number one, he was a boy, 29 years old. I call him a boy, but you can't call him a boy. Your boy, if any of my officers had anything to do with your boy's death, I personally will be arresting them. Bullshit.
Wow.
And he walked away. He walked away and went to his truck. And then
had they felt like they did nothing wrong, they would have had a press conference and told you something or showed you something or did something. Is when they're not for sure about their officers and not for sure what went on, or they know what went on, they're covering it up, or they're trying to pull a little snake move and edit a video or try to change something up, switch it and remix it. That's when they, oh, we got to wait. They told us not to say nothing to you. But we already know what time it is. They killed somebody. That's what they done. They're trying to hide the shit. They're trying to cover it up and make it right.
Correct. And let me make y'all aware of this. Now, as of today, I don't know. But as of Thursday, it's been four deaths in Spartanburg Detention Center since the month of November, since the month of August.
They killed the cracker, too. They killed that police. They killed him, too. That motherfucker got out. Hey, look, they shot him, but they ain't kill him. Now, why y'all don't never kill the white people to do something wrong? Y'all don't never kill them. But then when dude got out of the hospital from them shooting him to get him under control, all of a sudden they say his health went down. His health didn't go
down.
He was good to go when they let him out of the hospital. They made sure he was good to go. Somebody killed his ass. They killed him. You know what I'm saying? They got a habit of killing whoever the fuck they want to kill. They kill their own family. They want to. They think
That's
they can
right.
get away with it. Whatever reason, to cover something up, or it's about money, it's greed, or whatever like that, it's in their interest or whatever, they're going to kill them.
That's right.
That's what they do.
And that's what
A lot of people die. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people die, and guess what it look like? Natural causes. That's what they make it look like.
That's
like a hit on somebody. What they going to make it look like? A car wreck, or he had a heart attack, or this happened, that happened. But we know when somebody die, when they get killed for whatever reason, a reason being black. Let's make up a crime. Let's say he did. Well, we didn't find no drugs on him, no gun on him. Damn, we got to say something. Oh, he was walking down the street. Who the fuck can't walk down the street?
Exactly.
How's he gonna get down the street?
I don't know. This South Carolina bullshit. I tell you, I come from Brooklyn, New York. I moved from New York. Thinking, yeah, I know you can't run from yourself no way in the first place. But, I used to come down here as a child because my family from Pennytown down here in Gaffney. My daddy's brother and his children moved down here. And I used to come down here all the time. But I guess I was under the illusion that I still was in that childhood era. Honey, these rascals down here just as bad as in New York. I could have stayed my black ass up in New York. I tell you what, God love. At least my
children
got killed up
there.
My kids ain't got killed up there in New York. Well, what hell? South Carolina rough too. Yeah. Police killing. I thought they were supposed to serve and protect. But I guess I fooled my own damn self.
They got black people working for them too, and they got gun shops on every corner. You can get shot easy as hell. I'm talking about it's to the point. We're talking about per capita for how many people is down here. You can get shot easier in a smaller town than in a big city. They got a lot of black folks, but they got white folks doing it too. And then a lot of times they the root of the problem. When they pop up, they cause turmoil and confusion that make people get into fights and different things. They got doctors and psychologists that mix up stuff and get stuff going, and then they step over and out the way and let people fight and kill each other. You get what I'm saying? That they brainwashing style gets us against each other and gets us killing each other. They oppression through financial hurting, you know, hurting people financially. That hurts each other because we around each other, so it's misplaced hate. You get what I'm saying? So it's a whole lot of shit they doing. It ain't just one or two things. They hitting us from 8, 9, 10 angles.
Yep.
We got to do something.
I feel you. But they have a county meeting tomorrow in Gaffney, a city council meeting tomorrow.
I'm glad you brought that back up. I ain't trying to cut y'all, but I'll forget real fast or whatever because it's getting late. I've been up for about 16, 17 hours. Mr. Lil John, even though it's going to be a county council meeting and he's city council, let's try to see if we can make a phone call to him or get somebody to make a phone call to him because, you know, he the one that got up when we was in the city council and we was talking about making a law and making sure that people don't shoot in residential areas. He's the one that got up and walked out before we could really, you know, voice our opinion. But his grandson got shot and killed in Spartanburg County, what, a couple weeks ago, about 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, the club.
So let's see if he can't try to reach out to some of his constituents, even though he's city council and they county, and see if we can get him to help us make a law. See, things don't happen for no reason. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So maybe that happened as an act of God to get us to open our eyes more.
Open
and I hate that
eyes.
It happened that way, but hopefully he can help us, you know, get something done and try to hold some people accountable or something.
Something. That's like with the Jamal Sutherland case up there in Charleston. You know, he was a mentally challenged person, and the police tased and beat him to death up in Charleston. And his mother, she was on last week. His mother went to the legislature and tried to get a bill passed about people with mental illness, and they denied it. So, you know, we all have a task. Let me say this. We all have a purpose. We all have a task. God put us here, and everybody has a purpose. Maybe it wasn't his task. Maybe it wasn't her task for him for the mental illness. Now, see, right behind this, I don't know what and who in between, because I'm pretty sure it has been a lot of mental illness people being abused or killed since then because his case was last year. Maybe it's the Bell's, it's for the Bell's task. Maybe it's for the Bell's purpose. You know, I'm going to go for that because I'm not going to stop until my last breath. Until the, you know, we inhale and exhale, whichever one, whether I inhale last or exhale last. I'm not stopping. But something has to be done about these crackers killing us. I mean, we kill each other too now. But as you said, they set us up for failure. They set us up for that that downfall, that spiral downfall. And they sit back and watch us do it, and we do it. Like crabs in a barrel. Like crabs in a barrel. That's what we do. I'm talking about us.
Mr. Arbar.
We have a footprint.
Mr. Arbar, what's
sand.
That dude's
go
name
ahead.
In Charleston? The police shot in the back.
That name is Walter Scott, I believe.
Yeah, man. Hey, the man, you know what I'm saying? Like Black Lightning would say, you know, the system that they set up, and they had the man on child support, a man that's trying to do for his family, a man that got a history of working and trying to do. He might have was missing like a paper, an insurance paper or something where he didn't pay his taxes and thought he might have had a child support warrant or something like that. He got pulled over. He knew he had to go to work the next day. I done been there the same kind of way. I knew I had to go to work, and they tried to stop me, and I just kept on going, and they ran me down, pulled guns, and wanted to kill me. They did the same thing to him. This man right here, he was making sure that he got to work the next day. He was in a traffic stop. He said, damn, I might have a warrant on me. Let me run. They shot him in the back. Now, what danger is that man presenting when he running away with his back turned? He ain't got no weapon on him, no nothing. You done searched that man. You done attacked that man, tased that man, did all this shit to this man. And he running, he trying to get away. He done shot this man in the back on camera and tried to cover it up. He got caught on motherfucking camera. Somebody was right there filming him.
Yo, what?
Was Walter Scott, yeah, he had a green Mercedes, yeah. The Mercedes Benz.
And then the black officer was on the gun. It was a white man that shot him, claiming that Walter Scott had either taken his laser or taser, and he was recovering some state material or whatever he said. That was a big old lie. There was a black barbershop man behind the tree filming the incident. And they sent those to my network, and we had control of the film. And we sent it up to the New York Press and the national cable networks. So when the cracker told the big lie, he was busted. Once they busted him, they went East Charleston when that happened, if I'm not mistaken. And the mayor came out, the magistrate, the big wheels, and said, anybody caught giving this no good bastard, I think it was Michael Sterling, some old name he had, Officer so-and-so, wooden tooth chicken foot officer. Shot the man 3 times in the back until dead. And I believe one shot hit his head. And I'm telling you right now, they murdered the man in broad daylight. Cold-blooded, pre-calculated, premeditated murder. And then he sitted and did it and damn near got away with it. The black officer gets on his knee. He's down there dressing it up, dressing up the crime scene to the big-ass lie that they would tell. And then they would go to cover up that lie. That's why the statistics that are in my computer system, the algorithm that feeds my databases, says that they will go along with that corruption. If they're not corrupt themselves, then they will go along with that form of corruption and give a blue wall of Simon to cover up for a white man killing a black man. That's the Charleston murder. That's Walter Scott in Charleston, South Carolina. And don't you know they would do the same thing at this hour if they could get a shit it to did it to did it, got away with it. No good bastards. We got to stop allowing them off.
We must understand, and this is nothing new, but we must understand that just because we have black officers or black folks who are wearing the uniform, that means absolutely nothing. They had black slave catchers back in the day. They had black slavers back in the day.
Ooh, yeah.
They had black. Every time that we had a rebellion, or every time that we rebelled against the slave master, it was always one of our people, one of our own, that went and told it. So mm-hmm. we must understand, not all skin folks are kin folks. I'm not saying that all black officers are sold out, or not all black officers are bad. But once you put on that uniform, once you put on that badge and that gun, your skin color at the end of the day is still black. Let's not forget about the black officers that were killed in D.C. by their own people, by white officers. Let's not forget how many of our people who are subjugated by black or so-called black officers. In my eyes, you put on that uniform, you want to nickel and dime toe and tap dance with us crackers, you just as much as with an enemy, if not worse. And you should be made an example of.
Open, enemy of the state, is that right?
And that's what
a Judas. There's a Judas in the house always.
Mm.
And when that Judas is found out, he is to be the first example to the oppressor that we are no longer going to sit back and wait and play nice or play goody with these two-timing bastards. They are just as much of an enemy. They are just as much as corrupt. They are just as much of the devil as the devil himself.
One thing I hate more than a cracker is a cracker lover.
That is
Say it again.
That,
That's why it burned me up to see all these snow bunnies on these I can't even call them brothers, on these black men's arms. Shit. And they always, just like Malcolm X said, the house Negro, he wearing the master's clothes, he eating at the master's table, and if the fire start, he say, our house is burning down. Just like Samuel L. Jackson portrayed it real good in Django. They cry like a baby when the master died, and will kill everybody, kill every black man alive when the master, and even in the Willie Lynch letter, is that that they were the slave catchers and the overseers. Some of them was black. And so they taught to hate their own. Black power.
Black power, that's right there. Only prayer pray, the only reason I'm crying, that the fire didn't burn up all them bastards. And we're going right here at 336 at 583. We're going to 336, 583. You're live on Black Power Radio, and welcome to IRW. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You there with us, 336? At 336, you have your hand up with 583.
Can you,
336.
Can you hear me?
Are you there? Go right ahead,
yeah, I'm
sir.
Here. Yeah, this
you can go ahead and talk black to us, Mark, because you're live on Black Power Radio.
This brother Maurice Leon Prosper.
Welcome, Brother Maurice. How are you, sir? Black Power. Black Power.
Yes, sir.
Black Power. Black Power.
All I'm going to pretty much say
North Carolina chapter checking in. Black Power.
Yes, sir. All I'm going to say is there is no justice system. Not for us at all. And another thing, a chief will never turn his back on his officers. They will do whatever it takes to protect their officers by any means necessary. It's the same way we say by any means necessary. It's the same thing they do when their officers are wrong.
There's a lot of evidence that the NYPD makes a whole film, a series, on nothing but corrupt cops. The whole thing is about the corrupt cops. And America does a drive-by as though that's a part of the woodwork or a part of the landscape, landscaping, and it's just, oh, my. I have to go to another one and just push a button. Anybody should speak on it. I'm a little bit upset in my feelings right now, and I didn't want that to spill out on the airways. So we're going to pick up some of these 718s that we got out there, and there's some more 646s. And all of we love y'all, and we thank y'all for tuning in tonight. I've got two or three L.A. calls out there that let me see. I just have to pick up one of them. Let me see. I'm going to try the first one. And 718, you're right behind them. So come on up. Come on. 323, you're live on Black Power Radio. 323. Lady Justice keeps busy. Let me roll on down the track here a little bit. 718, you're in New York City. 718-290, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Hello, good night.
Hey, what's up?
It's Sonya Lavelle's cousin. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little late tonight. I just actually tuned in a few minutes ago. I was taking my husband to work. Just trying to keep the support going. Appreciate everybody. Appreciate all the support. And I'm not even up to speed of what's going on tonight. I missed out on some of that. I'm gonna just be quiet for a little while and listen.
Let me snuff you up to stuff. We have been talking about what exactly, Sister Sonya, is the America's justice system? After seeing what you have seen in all the other cases, and then the case drops in your lap that your own cousin is out there stressed out. And I stretched out in a body bag, in a coffin, because of some open criminal neglect that's taking place. And we're trying to see, what is your idealism? What is your mindset? What does your spirit tell you about what exactly is America's justice system, Sister Sonya, to you at this hour? Now, you might have hit it precisely right.
Well,
I'm framed now. I'm going to use that tomorrow somewhere. Shit in a nutshell, what we got here.
That's
and
it.
We're not kicking no more shit off the opposition in their nutshell.
Okay.
And we'll go on
to the bottom
of this
thing. To the point.
That's my cousin.
Exactly.
That's it. Babe, you already know who they're talking to.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. They don't know.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. They're the legal crooks. It's ridiculous.
What
they is? What you say they
the
is?
Legal crooks. All right, good night. The legal crooks.
You just dropped her like she's sliding on out of here. Or she's dropping the shit in a nutshell, Queen Mother, is what we got here. And we got to clean up the mess once again. It leaves it on the pastor, leaves it on the activists. But that's our job. We have to do our job. And we're waiting just the little bit of closure that they're going to give, and we're patient enough to not smear everything up while they're talking to the family and while the family's negotiating to get their proper dues out of them. And it doesn't appear they're going to give very much, but we have to take whatever they're going to serve, and then we got to start serving. So everybody
all
needs
right
to be on standby for this, for this Spartanburg Gaffney. Is not to be let off the hook, brothers and sisters. So I'm asking you, appealing to you, to stand by this family until they get some form of closure, and then we can go forward. And
I ain't going nowhere.
It's a terrible thing. Yes, ma'am.
I'll be right here.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. See, now her family has seen some of a little bit of footage. Mrs. Beverly didn't even want to see the footage because she knew it wasn't right. She knew they wasn't going to give them the whole footage, and she didn't even want to be bothered with it. No half-ass service they've been given from the beginning, and some more half-ass service that I give my half-ass friends, but never given a forthright statement, never given a complete idea of what the fuck took place is what she's asking you. And you just playing around, filling around, and blaming on the boss. Oh, well, the boss said we got to, and the boss said we got to do this, and the boss ain't said a goddamn syllable. You just playing with the family, and you know, he ain't said shit. You know, ain't nobody cracked no whip on you, tell you, can't give the family information. Oh, so you can't send out the chaplain from the Spartanburg County. You can't send out a psychological evaluator from Spartanburg County. You can't go and console the family and say, ma'am, we know what happens here. We can't go in no depth, but we can't come out and tell you that we're sorry for your loss and we'll just hear about the family, anything we can do. That is what the fuck he's supposed to do. And it didn't do it. She had to track him down like a goddamn bloody jarred mudhound to get a few syllables of whatever little skirmish, little weak-ass statement he had to give her. And that's not right. We're going to make sure that we recognize us, sucker, because you're going to see us again. And I can pass my mic. I don't have to dwell because I know how to raise hell with these goddamn beer belly sheriffs and all them. Their whole goddamn crew. Stand them down. Stand them down. All the way I know to go. 323-323-449. 449, you're live. What you got there? 332-449. That's California. That West Side. See, it's 3 or 4 in the afternoon over there. It's 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night over here. So, you know, they get their party started early so they could avoid the rush. So there's another one out there. I don't know what they're doing. We got another 323-323. Los Angeles, you're live, Los Angeles. Are you there?
Yes.
Anybody close to Los Angeles? What's up? Power to the people.
Power to the people. How are we doing? This is Truth Bang. And I actually had two lines on. Didn't realize the echo was coming from both of my phones. And I'm here. So I have to shut
right.
one down.
She's a real black power radio enthusiast.
Because,
that's right.
Yeah,
welcome
so
to the airwaves.
So we went down to the wire. I'm actually calling in from headquarters, Caruso campaign headquarters. We have two more days for this midterm election. The turnover is set. So we're cutting down to the wire. Woo, when I tell you, this campaign has been an eye-opener, Black families. An eye-opener. I can't tell you right now how I really feel, but I'm as sure as hell going to tell you next Sunday when the campaign is over how I really feel. Right now I need to save some faith, but be neutral upon these white supremacist waters here that you got your girl swimming in right here. But next week we're going to break down the importance of the Democratic Republican Party, what it really means to us as Black folk here in America, and all that good stuff. And we will be deconstructing Kanye, also known as Ye, and what is real anti-Semitism. A lot of hot-button topics that we'll be discussing in the next couple of weeks coming up. But for now, yes, we still have to be on strong force for Brother Lavelle Lane, justice for him. Still has not even shown a sliver of recompense. So we got to stay hard on their necks, like they did with George Floyd. We got to stay hard on their necks for accountability. And so I thank God for the Reese family. And I heard Cousin Tanya on there, a woman after my own heart. She sounds just like me. We take no shit. We're going to ask questions, find out what's happening, but we need some answers. And I was very, very appalled to find that Mr. Chuck Longwright decided to show clips of video instead of its entire five-hour footage of torment they put on this child. So he's going to have to answer to that. And I think Queen Mother Reese already mentioned the ridiculous court hearing that they have on it with the traffic infraction on November 14th. So that also, somebody's going to have to answer to that. And Charles Spartanburg Magistrate Charles William Jones is the head of that idiot table that's going to be answering to why he thought it was a good idea to file this on October 19th, 8 days after our beloved was buried. So we have a lot of, we got more questions than answers at this point. So we're going to make sure that we'll follow through with the right paperwork. But continue to hold the Reese family in your prayers. Continue to share the GoFundMe. And really be a great support, because Lavelle's spirit speaks loud and clear on what needs to be done, and we cannot fumble the ball on not one second on getting justice for our beloved.
That's right.
That's our National Minister of Justice, right on the front line, right on her post. She's live on Black Power Radio. She's live wherever she is, because she's carrying the embodiment of justice at this hour for the entire Black people, we the people, the Haitian Revolution, all that rests on her shoulders at this hour. So I say to her, Black power and a strong revolution and a strong Black military to black your goddamn call. Black power.
Black power.
Power.
I
would
say the people. So ultimately, I do want to wrap up with a couple of sayings. What we are working on is creating a body of governance that will be the representation of the people. It doesn't matter what state you're from, what city or town you're from. This district that we're creating, District 21, is literally representing the people in any city. So if you don't have a representation and you're Black, guess what? You will have one all to yourself. Just take advantage. In the meantime, I want you to please.
That's right. She knows.
I want you to please, Black people. Mm-hmm. I want you to please focus on politics. I said to start training your brain. Right now we're going to school. Every one of us is going to be a student of policy until we have perfected it. So if you have not attended a city council in your city or state as of now, you are required to do so. Because as real revolutionaries, we're going to have to show and prove, if it's not right now, a replacement for this corrupt Roman government that is soon to crumble. Black family, believe me when I tell you, stuff is not going to be business as usual in 2023. But if you're not training yourself as of now, if you're not training your children as of now to learn governance and policy, you might as well kill yourself right now. You might as well just die right now. Because we don't have time to drag you into the forefront. You cannot be in the battlefield without your armor, ladies and gentlemen. Your armor right now is your legislation, is your power politics. It's not an easy thing. We're not born with it. We're not a culture of people that have been in politics. That's just a given. But now is the time for us to do little by little so we can understand what this governance, how this governance has been operating. Okay? So that's what I please. I urge you on your own spare time, listen to your local news, but most importantly, your city council meetings or your county board of supervisors if you live in unincorporated county areas. Okay? Then from there, we're going to go to the state. Now, what I do want to focus on is declaring a state of emergency. This is what's going to happen in 2023. In Los Angeles, the homeless crisis has gotten so out of control that Governor Gavin Newsom has withheld funding towards these cities and is planning to declare a state of emergency. So that means it's a FEMA-like call. And we know FEMA, it stands for disaster relief. And so homelessness has gotten so out of control, and this city is really looking like a third world country. You're stepping over feces, hypodermic needles. You got people in tents everywhere. New York is just the same. And so what we want to do is take advantage of that. So what that means is that we're going to have to govern ourselves. Just as we've been talking about self-determination, it's coming. It's coming. Are we really able to say as a whole that we're ready to disconnect from the matrix, that we are able to stand on a strong foundation by the people, for the people? Are we honestly able to say that we're able to do that? I said we're almost there, but I can't honestly say that we are ready as a black nation, as a black people, to have our own governance. And that's why I want us to really focus on what's important and work on in your town. Make the differences in your town. Recruit the young people that you know that are heart of gold, that are ready to fight. Teach them about revolution and what it really means. But more importantly, encourage our black babies to go to that, to go to the city hall and governance to learn policy. This, I tell you, will be their greatest protection once it's all said and done. So I'm so proud of the progress that we are going to make. We're not there yet, but we are almost there. And in 2023, look forward to a governing body that represents people for real, for real. Leadership that represents black people as a whole, not black-looking people. That's Sambo, because we got a lot of Sambo awards that we finna give out there. But we're talking about real boots on the ground, Malcolm X, Huey P. Newton, Fred Hampton, Khalil Muhammad type revolutionaries. We out there. So I'm signing out. It is your Minister of Justice, Critical Truth Bay on Black Power Radio. And release the mic back to Hope Shake and Imam Akbar.
Thank you, Minister of Justice. Dr. Critical Truth Bay on the west side in Los Angeles City, Los Angeles County, and any other place where the Los Angels might be hanging out tonight. They know that when the justice minister comes through, all of them must bow down to the superior form of justice at this hour. We thank you so much, Dr. Critical Truth Baker, for your input tonight here at Black Power Radio. Thank you, and power to we the people. As we move up that west side, power to we the people, and all power to the people. There we go. There's a couple more. I don't know who is in our vast listening and participating audience that has not said what they wanted to get said tonight. You have a grand opportunity to rock the mic. I don't know. Don't everybody bum rush that mic at once now. Let's see. Who do we have here? We got our beloved Queen Mother Carolina, Queen Mother Beverly. We got Brother Ty. CJ, I was trying to get back to get black to Brother CJ. CJ is right.
Black power, black power.
Hope he's at. Black power, Brother CJ. You're black in South Carolina, sir, and getting ready for some city council or maybe some county board meeting tomorrow. Are you still with us, Brother CJ, our chief of staff in South Carolina? Let's see. Is he there?
Black power, black power. Can you hear me?
He's a hard working brother.
Black power, can you hear me? This is your MOD.
He could easily be at work. Are you there, CJ?
CJ is at work.
He's at work. So I'm going to go ahead and close his mic. Tell him to push one if he comes back. Somebody can text him if he wants to come back and say something. But he was with us earlier and spoke. And all of you are obligated. See, this is the thing that most Panthers miss it. When we call for something, all of us are not able to make all of the things. But everything that we call for on this line, every Panther is responsible for getting there or sending a representative. We don't have any way to duck direct and saying Joe Blow's going to be there, Brother Man's going to be there, Black Lightning's going to be there, Dr. Critical Truth Bay's going to be there, Brother Ty's going to make it. We don't function like that. Everybody's accountable for every meeting, and everybody's accountable for sending a representative. We know that this is Mrs. Beverly's son, Brother Lane. We have Brother Lavelle Lane, and he's been executed by these beasts. And we're up against them. We're against that whole county for how they're doing a cover-up. I think they have people out in the county administrative office that hang around the courthouse, hang around the jail, and they've gotten wind of what happened. But yet the family doesn't know. They're in a complete mystery to what exactly happened to their son. So what exactly is America's justice system? We're trying to take this apart tonight as we're coming close to a closing out, but you still have an opportunity to speak and rock the mic here at Black Power Radio. Thank you all for joining us, and we got an open mic until we close. All right?
Black power, black power. Can you hear me?
Black power, black power. We can
black power, you. This is MOD, Black Lightning. I just want to throw one thing out there because I know we got a lot of new listeners, and they might not realize that what we do is call your area code and the first three digits of your phone number and then unmute your mic and rock it, you know, and talk black to us. So that's, you know, you're so like if you're in a 301 area code, they say 301-864 or something like that there. First three digits of your phone number, so you know it's you. And if you know it's you, your mic is open and come on and talk black to us. All right, black power. And don't forget, I can't stress it enough, that we the people are only going to look out for each other, and we the people are the only way we're going to get this done. And we the people are the only ones that are going to foot the bill. And so we don't want you to dig deep in your pocket until it hurts. We want to dig deep enough till it helps. So hit us up at $77Bakers, and that's capital letter B-A-K-E-R-S, 77Bakers, so that we can keep this train moving, so we can keep this, come on
black
now. We can't fly to Egypt. We can't drive to Egypt and back. We're going to have to get some airplane tickets sometime down the road. So we need our people to black that call, okay? And that's $77Bakers and black that call, black power.
Thank you, Brother Black Lightning. And we got your Queen Mother there. We got Ty. We got our Brother Maurice out of North Carolina. And the rest of you all left. Brother Chief of Staff is still here. Brother Ezreal and all of us
in unison tonight because we want some closure for the family. We know we're close to getting something out of them, and we didn't want to overstep our boundaries, and we just want to get the right kind of cooperation and get the right answers to what they're trying to, or they're attempting to make a mystery out of a routine that they should be well-trained in how to work with these families, regardless of what the situation is. They know they have done something unusual harm. They're wrong for death against our son, and we want something done about it. Is Mr. Reese anywhere near the line tonight? Mr. Reese in the mix anywhere? I don't know if the Queen Mother is still there. Is Mr. Reese out there?
I'm going to join him.
If you can connect him, because right on Black Power Radio, you can dial somebody else and easily merge or split the line with no problem. Black Power Radio is really user-friendly. But that's what we have, brothers and sisters. They have done injustice to the Lane family, entire Lane family, in the execution of their son that sentenced them to a life without Lavelle Lane. And we, the people, are not allowing them off the hook for they are responsible. Took him into custody, and they did not have to do it. They did it because they willfully want to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. And that's not the thing that we support here at Black Power Radio. We don't support it as Black Panthers, and we damn sure don't support it in Gaffney, nor in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Oh, my. Y'all can take
care of that. Dr. Akbar, my husband on the line, Lavelle's dad on the line.
How you doing, Mr. Reese?
Go ahead, Andy.
Good evening. Oh. We know that they've been stressing the family out with their a prolonged a response to you, and we are just there trying to aid and bring some comfort and some idea that we are support networks that are not allowing these people off the hook. So we're glad you're here, and we're asking tonight the question, what is America's criminal justice system to you at this hour, sir?
Complete failure. A complete failure. You know, there's no other words. You know, I haven't seen no footage of my son. You know, it is a complete failure. And it's messed up, man. You know, you got you wondering. Day by day, I be wondering what's going on with my son. Why they picked him up off the street and took him to jail? Why they didn't take him to a psych ward or hospital or something? That was the system failed. That it's just failures, you know. And so, you know, God ain't gonna leave no stones unturned. It's gonna come out one way or another.
Black power.
Mr. Reese, for your comments, and we're here again to support the family. We'll be back or Black Bear by November the 14th. And tomorrow, Brother CJ is going to follow up with him and Mrs. Reese. Our Queen Mother Beverly Reese will be there at the county board tomorrow just to touch bases to let them know that there's a couple of criminal neglects around there, and there's just too much death for us to tolerate without us reaching out to them and seeing if there's any sensitivity anywhere in South Carolina for Black life, for a Black man or a Black woman's life, or any of our Black children at this hour. We just want to find out from them, what are we working with? Do we have to instill all new systems of government everywhere? What is it that they're asking the Black Panther Party to do at this hour? My. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We're right here with you all, and if everybody said what they had to say, You already know, right? Anybody else out there that had that pressing, pertinent cross-examination question for us? We're here fresh at the mic and hoping that you, if you have your questions, you'll get it in. And like they say, you can get in where you fit in. The Queen Mother will give us a blessing, and we are going to go ahead and close it out unless you have one more that you want to share. Let's see, we hit one more button. Everybody participate in that. You make noise, we'll mute you out. So mute yourself until you're speaking. And we have the Queen Mother bringing the prayers, unless someone has a pressing issue. Is that it? Somebody's in the background, we don't mind. So Queen Mother, you ready for the prayer tonight?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. Go right in here, sister.
Oh, boy. God, we come to you humbly once again. Well, you know our petition. You know our prayer. You know our want. Most of all, you know our need. Keep us on one accord. Let us join in unity. Lord, just let us just be on one accord. Guide our steps. Keep us in your bosom, Father. Just protect us. Keep the enemy at bay, Father. Just keep us and guide us and watch over us. And Lord, anything we have done that's not of you, we ask you for your forgiveness, Father. We just ask you for your protection and your guidance and, most of all, your strength, because we need it. And you said you give us the desires of our hearts, and we desire for you just to keep us and protect us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Harambe.
Black power.
Amen. Black power.
Black power. Freedom of death. Death of a body.
Harambe.
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 Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. Don't
let it control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
One that got away, one we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey, the only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just whips complain. Started in fight, just whips to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders with the fuck you respect. Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch new scripts today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Raised prison segregation in L.A. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chased the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, snatch away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate
nation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, rip the chains. The American way slaves. Rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Rip the chains, rip the chains. The American way slaves. Rip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Drinking, drinking, drinking,
each and every night.
great big man like me has been
crying
my soul and heart out to you. Sitting in my lonely room, filled with nothing but gloom, and I feel
I want to meet Yeah.